are listening to Free Talk Live. Thank you for joining us tonight, and welcome to the show. We're kicking off Hour 2. It's Stephanie here with you.
And Julia.
And Luther.
Yes, indeed. And you can always feel free to call the show and bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is an open phone show where you can take control of the airwaves, so take advantage of that. And go to m.freetalklive.com for all different kinds of ways to listen to Free Talk Live on your mobile phone, as well as access the podcast where all kinds of archives of the show are yours for free. It's such good stuff, and it's pretty unusual for radio shows to give away their archives for free, but Free Talk Live loves their listeners, and that's what we do. So I want to let you know about something else. Are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Are you tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? If you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? Well, now you can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. And the Free State Project's Liberty Forum is also coming up this February 23rd through the 26th. Register now and get 10% off with coupon code FTL2012. Are you all going to Liberty Forum?
I am. I'm going to be volunteering.
Oh, wonderful. Yep, I do plan on as well, and I also plan on volunteering, doing some volunteer first aid there, actually.
Oh, great. I have no idea what they'll have me be doing. I guess usually they have people like ticket takers or door watchers or...
They'll put you to work.
Stuff, yeah, set up chairs, all that kind of stuff.
You'll be the water boy or the house boy or something.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Anyway, so we got a lot of phone calls on the line. I want to make sure we get to everybody. First, let's bring William back from South Carolina. He had something else he wanted to say. I think it's related to organs. William, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Wonderful.
Yeah, the second comment was more about the drug screenings at places of work.
Ah, yes.
And you mentioned some professions. Yeah, like I said, I'm a pharmacist, so you can imagine, you know, we're working around a couple thousand drugs, a lot of them controlled substances. And I think with private industry, you know, you should have the freedom to hire and do what you want. And you probably would agree with me on that. And so if
yes.
The company says, hey, you know, I don't want a drug addict coming in here who's on heroin, working around all this OxyContin and so forth, I think it's reasonable. I don't see a problem with it if it's a private company saying, hey, you know, if you want to work here, this is my standard.
William, you know, I pretty much agree with you. The problem kind of comes in, though, when it becomes so ubiquitous that it gets really difficult to get a job without one of these things. What do you think, Luther and Julia?
Well, I used to fix copy machines, mm-hmm. and they would drug test us. I ended up just never taking mine, and they never asked me to again.
Hmm.
When you're first hired, they do. If you get in any kind of major accident, they'll do it, or if they think there's
because
a problem.
You're driving around a lot for this
part of the job, right? You know, honestly, if the drug tests were really screening, they would have no employees there. I mean, we're all technicians, you know, we're all just, you know, blue collar guys. We all loved smoking pot.
Well, I've taken two drug tests for jobs, and I thought it was interesting because I used to be a regular marijuana smoker. I don't really smoke that much anymore. I've just kind of grown out of it. But I passed both of them. And when I took the first one, I had been smoking every day for 10 years, up till 2 days before the test. Huh. And I passed it just with drinking water. And I passed the second one, too. And at that point in time, I mean, I had smoked within the week, and mm-hmm. It's really been interesting for me because I've always heard these horror stories about how marijuana doesn't leave your system, and and it just wasn't the case with me.
Interesting. So, well, and also I've heard other stories on the flip side of how things like poppy seeds can give a false positive result for hair opioids and
what
stuff.
What I hear, you have to eat like a pound of poppy seeds for it to show up.
Yeah, you got to eat a lot. And the only other thing I would say to comment, I don't know if it's been brought up yet, is the attorney factor. In that, you know, with some jobs and some professions, as you can imagine, something goes wrong at work, let's say in a pharmacy or hospital, and they say, oh, what do you mean you don't do drug tests when you hire people? And then I can just foresee, you know, attorneys having a field day with somebody suing. What do you mean let this guy even try and find out?
In my opinion, that's a problem with the litigiousness of the society and the court system that makes it possible. Right. William, thanks so much for the call tonight. We certainly do appreciate it. Let's go right into Shadow's call. Shadow's in Huntsville, Alabama. He wants to talk about a question of great depth. What's on your mind, Shadow?
Yeah, it's something I've been trying to figure out ever since my high school days. And, you know, I've always liked history, but I've noticed something that's consistent all through history, and that is from Bible times up to the present, the people that always wind up in the ruling class are the very ones that should be wearing straight jackets, in padded rooms, and on medication, and I've never figured that one out.
Yeah, well, people are attracted to power.
Yeah, positions of power are going to attract narcissistic, sociopathic, just self gratifying.
And not only that, but power corrupts, as Lord Acton says, and power corrupts absolutely, right? So when you get to the top, there's all these extra incentives. You know, the last caller was saying that he was a pharmacist, and I was just thinking of how many people either get into that profession because they want to be around drugs so that they can do things that they're not supposed to do with them, or they get into the profession and they have such easy access to them that
they see how much money they can make.
Yeah.
My understanding about pharmacy work is it's a very difficult field to get it. Like, you have to pass a lot of tests, jump through a lot of hoops to get to that point. So I would think that a severe drug addict wouldn't be capable of doing that, but that's just what I know about pharmacy work.
There are some that can kind of creatively hide it, I guess you could say. You know, they seem on the outside to really have their stuff together, and then, you know, they're really doing all kinds of drugs or something like that. But you could probably only keep up appearances for so long.
Right. Well, he mentioned heroin, and all I can think is that, you know, for a little while you could keep that up, but heroin addiction eventually gets so ugly that I don't think you'd be able to hide
it. Nodding off, and they're going to notice, the track marks, you know, unless you do it into your toes, but, you know, eventually you're going to run out of veins. Yeah.
Shadow, thank you so much for the call tonight. I hope that answered his question, maybe not in the depth that he was hoping for, but I think there's not that much to it.
Some deep questions have simple answers.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, especially when you're talking about government.
I mean, we could take it on a case-by-case basis, and you know, but that would take all night.
Sure, yeah. I mean, it's just when you're talking about government, which is an organization that is providing services by force. You know, people are forced to pay for them. They're not able to opt out.
Accept them.
Yes. And it's essentially a monopoly on certain services. Monopolies don't have much of an incentive to have good customer service, right, and to satisfy the customers, because they don't have to work for the business. They're going to get their money no matter what happens, no matter how poorly they treat their so-called customers.
When you think about the businesses that give, or I shouldn't even say businesses, but the places where you get the worst customer service, where you wait the longest, it's the post office. The DMV, I think, is on everybody's hate-to-go-there list, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, they're just not incentivized, like you said.
Yeah, and, I mean, have you ever tried reporting a property crime to the police?
Oh,
yeah
they come and they...
One.
You know, The Big Lebowski...
I never did get that bicycle back.
Yeah.
The Big Lebowski is one of my favorite movies ever, and I don't know if you're familiar with it,
but there's
the scene where he's reporting his stolen briefcase to the cops, and they're just sitting there staring at him blankly, and like...
It's so amusing
because it's very true. If you've ever reported stolen property, that's what they do.
When he goes to reclaim his stolen car, which was also stolen in the movie, and he asks if they have any leads, the cop just laughs at him.
Yeah.
Because, honestly, like, they're not concerned with that at all. You can't make money in returning stolen property, you know. You're better off going with some kind of private organization than the police.
Yeah, and actually I know someone who recently had her checkbook stolen and just had it in a room that she thought was locked, but somebody went in and stole it. And when she reported this to the police, they didn't care. They had no interest in taking a role in her case. So she did her own detective work, and she looked at her credit card statements and tried to find out where the person had been, and then requested the security tapes from those places and was actually able to track down the person. And, you know, she didn't want him to go to jail, which, you know, that's her thing. I think it matters what the victim wants.
Sure.
But, you know, she's paying for the police, but she did all that detective work herself.
Wow. That's a pretty impressive story.
Yeah, it's interesting. Anyway, this is Free Talk Live. You can call in with your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Got an interesting detective story? I'd love to know. This is Free Talk Live. We'll be right back.
Now it's time for the Leadership Radio Minute, with tips and advice on how to maximize your own leadership potential. Here's international leadership expert and New York Times best-selling author, John C. Maxwell.
Can you name one organization that gets the least from its people, yet is the best at what it does? Of course not. Why? Because it's impossible for any group of people to be successful when they aren't giving their best. When you give people your best by investing in them, they learn to become their best. And they give their best. Success demands that we give our best. That may be more than most people are willing to offer, but it's not more than they are able to offer. Good leadership often makes the difference. As a leader, if you give your best to help others give their best, your organization will always be at its best. For the Leadership Radio Minute, I'm John C. Maxwell.
For more information on how to maximize your own leadership potential, please visit johnmaxwell.com. True leadership isn't a matter of having a certain job or title. In fact, being chosen for a position is only the first of the five levels every effective leader achieves. In his new book, The Five Levels of Leadership, leadership expert and New York Times bestselling author John C. Maxwell helps you to become more than the boss people follow only because they're required to. He gives advice on how to grow further, achieve results, and build a team that produces. The Five Levels of Leadership, the newest book from John C. Maxwell, is available wherever books are sold. This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kidessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. Thank you for joining us this evening. I'm your host, Stephanie.
And I'm Julia.
And I'm Luthor.
Indeed. And if you would like to help us promote the show, go to promote.freetalklive.com. So many people hear about Free Talk Live when a friend mentions it to them, or they see a web banner or a flyer somewhere, and there's all kinds of free promotional stuff over there for your pleasure. Always appreciate when people help us out that way. We've got some more calls on the line, but I want to make sure people know how to get in touch with us this evening. Call 855 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, if you would like to add your thoughts to the discussion. We've been talking about some interesting things, teased some articles about female issues, and also talked about organ brokerage on the black market, drugs, and a snowstorm.
I have a question for you, Stephanie, just because you weren't here.
Sure.
When we talked about this, how do you think one gets into the black market organ business?
Oh, gosh, that's really interesting. Well, you know, I know from looking into it that in some countries, like India, for instance, it's de facto illegal to broker organ transactions, but a lot of doctors do it anyway, and it's one of the only countries in the world that does not have a kidney shortage, and kidneys are kind of a special case because one can live with only one kidney, or even, like, there's case reports of halves and quarter kidneys, people living with just that. And as far as how do people get into it, I think probably they encounter a desperate situation, you know, themselves.
Yeah.
And they have some kind of dealings with it.
Right, and they have to make that personal decision.
Yeah, and I guess they would have to have a lot of connections among the healthcare industry because they would have to be able to test the person's blood type and see if they match the recipient, and they would have to know a little bit about transplant science and how it works. So I imagine that there might be transplant doctors who get into it, or people who know transplant doctors. I don't know.
Very interesting.
It is.
You're in the medical field, is the reason I asked, because to me, I just think, wow, if I needed to get a kidney, what would I do? I have no idea. I wouldn't even know where to start.
I
know a guy.
I wouldn't either.
You can meet him in this back alley. He'll be working out of his van.
With a cooler full of ice, right?
Yeah.
Well, if you really need to go get a kidney, the thing that you do is go to a bar and pick up a good-looking stranger that looks healthy, and then you bring
him
home,
some roofies.
Fill the bathtub full of ice. No, I'm totally kidding about that. There's a lot of urban legends, but I don't know if that actually really happens. Although, you know, there was something that I read a while back. I don't know if this is still true, but I heard that in some places in the Middle East, actually, like Iran, that it was legal to sell kidneys, and that there were people who would buy and sell kidneys, and the going rate was pretty low. It was only a couple thousand dollars, but that people would sell their kidneys. Usually it was like a dad or a father of a family, and they would use that money to kind of invest in a business or buy pay off a home or something like that. So it's an interesting thing to think about. You kind of wonder how desperate people are when they get into a circumstance where they're like, okay, I have nothing left to do but sell my kidney. You know, and you wonder about the quality of life because it's not a trivial thing.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing considering that there's a lot of propaganda against the Middle East these days with the war on terror going on, you know, and how uncivilized they are. But, you know, they're making something like this legal, you know, selling kidneys, and they're not having the black market issues with it that we have in this country.
Mm. Well, go ahead, Julia.
I was just going to say you mentioned that there was a lot of, you know, a lot of bigotry basically against the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that the people that believed that really felt that they were uncivilized would say that was a bad thing.
Yes, I think you're right, because it's considered barbaric, right?
Right.
It's like commodifying the human body, and I kind of tend to agree with that, but at the same time, it's your body, you know? If you can sell your eggs, you can sell your sperm, you can sell your blood and your bone marrow.
Or called? Stem cells?
Stem cells, yeah, from bone marrow are another thing. You know, I think you should be able to sell your organs, or at least have some kind of a contract where basically you get some amount of money during your life for the privilege to have your organs if you are killed in such a way, like in a car crash or something like that, that they're usable. Now I could see some corruption with that for sure, right? Like
sure, scavengers coming
and incentive
taking off the organs before the ambulance shows up.
Yeah, or the incentive to kind of whack someone, I guess you could say, for their organs. But
if it was a family member, maybe, or somebody you really trusted, like if it was a contractual agreement
only go to your family. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would be up to you to decide whether or not you felt comfortable allowing somebody the privilege to your organs. So.
Yes, exactly. And I like that because, you know, if you don't own yourself, what do you own, really?
Unfortunately, I don't believe that they think that we really do own ourselves.
No, I think you're absolutely right about that. So we do still have some calls waiting on the line very patiently. And if you would like to weigh in with your thoughts, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Let's go to David in Delaware, who's been waiting patiently with us. He wants to talk about Occupy Wall Street. David, are you with us?
Yes, I am. How are you this evening?
Wonderful. Thanks for calling. Tell us what you wanted to say.
Well, I wanted to say, I guess just one thing. Now that the cold weather, the rainy weather, And quite frankly, the snow has hit the Northeast and the central states, such as Delaware and so forth.
Yes.
It's my opinion that these Wall Street protesters will very, very shortly disband them.
And, well, there's been talk of actually a winterization committee. Have you all heard about this?
Heard about a winterization committee, but right now this could lead to severe health problems.
Yeah.
It could lead to severe sanitation issues. It could lead to severe human problems. I mean,
I hear what you're saying, David.
Yeah,
although some of those issues probably existed before, where large groups of people.
Yeah, human beings used to live out in the snow in what was essentially a tent.
Three examples in American history where people have survived this. Number one is the American Revolution.
Oh, yes. There was a lot of disease back then, too, though. Yeah, they didn't have the same hygiene that we did. They didn't have antibiotics.
They all had one objective at that time.
Well, not all of them. You know what that objective was.
The nation won the war.
David, I'm sorry, comment.
Not all of them had that objective. In fact, a lot of them wanted to go home, and a lot of them would go home and desert. And there were punishments for this.
But eventually, they had one specific objective in mind.
And what was that? Go ahead, David.
To overthrow the reign of England at that time. The second example would be the Civil War, when people endured significant hardships, and they had one objective at that time. And that was to preserve the Union and overthrow slavery.
So, David, are you looking forward to...
Those are two objectives.
Yeah, I know. I interrupted David, but I want to know where he's going with this. Are you hoping that the Occupy Wall Street will end, David?
Yes, I am, because they are a ragtag group of people with no specific objective in mind. They don't know what they're doing. There's no focused objective or anything else.
Julia has a comment.
Well, I just thought it was interesting that you said ragtag, because I think that a lot of people would say that the American revolutionaries were very ragtag.
Yes, absolutely.
And they had nothing except a hope and a desire to overthrow tyranny.
David, thank you so much for the call and the thoughts tonight. We do appreciate it.
Well, different individuals in the Occupy movement do have objectives, and that's just that they're individuals. But I say it's hard to commit to something like we're not leaving until our demands are met.
If you don't know what you're...
Committing to something like that is not always a good idea.
Free Talk Live. We'll be right back.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. We certainly appreciate you joining us tonight. My name is Stephanie.
And I'm Julia.
And I'm Luther.
And you can call us and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. Bring up whatever's on your mind. We're also talking about some interesting stuff tonight, whatever we want. In the meantime, you know, we've been covering the topic of organ brokerage or black market organ sales. Always an interesting topic when you talk about things that are kind of outside of the legal realm. So if you have thoughts, 855-450-FREE.
It's also interesting because it's so incredibly taboo. I just don't imagine that goes through many people's heads, you know, unless it's something that you've personally had some sort of an experience with.
Absolutely.
I just can't imagine many people even know it exists because they've never thought about it.
Yes. Yeah, and actually, you know, it goes beyond just organs, too. We can talk about this maybe coming up a little bit, but I know with bone marrow transplants, they're pretty common because anytime someone has a leukemia, lymphoma, a lot of times they get bone marrow transplants. But it's really hard to find all the genes that match the person who's the recipient. So the donor and the recipient have to match in certain genes in order for the bone marrow transplant to be accepted by the host. But especially for people of color and, you know, different ethnicities, like for Caucasian people, I guess it's pretty easy to find matches because they, I don't know, have homogeneous genes. But for certain other ethnicities, it can be really difficult. And so I wonder if you were in a situation where you had a kid who had an unusual genotype and needed to find a match, I wonder what you would do to go to find that, you know?
Yeah, it's very interesting.
The bone marrow registry is kind of a voluntary thing. Like, you volunteer to get tested to see what type your bone marrow is. And if you need to give someone a transplant, they'll call you up and then they'll do the procedure. But it's actually quite painful to donate bone marrow, and people can feel kind of down in the dumps for a couple weeks afterwards. And so there's a little bit of an incentive not to do that, except that you can save someone's life. And so sometimes I think there would be a lot more people lining up to become bone marrow donors if they had maybe a little bit more of an incentive. I don't know.
Right. That's interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. So do want to let you know, have you ever been the victim of an injustice and decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is the course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It can cost less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy that the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. Visit jurisdictionary.com and download the free tools they have there for you, the free legal flowchart, the free weekly tips and tactics newsletters, use the free legal dictionary, watch the free videos, and then buy the course, jurisdictionary.com. And remember to use the pull-down menu when you check out. Let them know that you heard about it on Free Talk Live. That's jurisdictionary.com. All right, we're going back to the phones. We've got a call from Steve in Seattle waiting very patiently with us, who wants to talk about some crazy bike ride. Steve, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I have a really stupid idea, and I get these ideas, but this is like the king of stupid ideas, and I usually end up saying, how did I get myself into this?
But this is lay it on us. Tell us more.
This is something I've wanted to do probably since I was in my early 20s, and I'm now in my 40s.
The suspense is built.
I've always wanted to ride a bike across the United States.
I know somebody who did that.
Me too.
Really? Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Yep. That's exactly what I wanted to, that's why I wanted to call.
I don't think that's a stupid idea at all.
We actually know somebody who walked across the country as well.
Okay. Yeah, so that would be Will Buchanan from the Walk for Liberty.
Mm-hmm. Right. The two things that always held me back were, and I was always very athletic, and then I got in really terrible shape here the last few years, but now I'm getting back into shape. And one of the things when you're, you know, live this fitness lifestyle is you want to set goals. Well, what better goal is there than riding a bike all the way across the country? I mean, that's a pretty big one.
But, that would be pretty intense.
We had planned this about 20 years ago, me and a bunch of guys, and one by one they bailed until finally it was just me. And I'm not going to do it by myself. I mean, I might be crazy, but I'm not stupid. And so I didn't do it then, but then in the subsequent years, I never really had a reason to. Well, now I do. I have two reasons. One, it's a physical challenge. And the other one is it might be a good way to spread the word about, the Free State Project in Port Fest. So my idea is to ride my bike from Seattle to New Hampshire in time and arrive like the day before or 2 days before Port Fest begins.
Wow. That is a really cool idea.
I think that's a great idea. And yeah, that will catch media attention and you know, you'll be able to talk about it that way. I think that's a great way to raise awareness for the Free State Project and for liberty in our lifetime.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly why Will Buchanan did it. And it was, I think he would say, and I don't want to speak for him, that it was just a really positive experience overall.
Yes, he did get a lot of media coverage, and
he met a lot of interesting people, and I just think it seemed great. He had a series of videos that he did along the way, and they were very entertaining.
Yes, and he was in the Libertopia movie as well, chronicling his walk.
Yeah, now, so you could be a movie star.
You could. Yeah. Now, Steve, I want to ask you if you've talked to anyone who's actually done this, because I know a couple of friends who have done this for different charities, like one person I knew in undergraduate who was a personal trainer, rode his bike across the U.S. to raise money for muscular dystrophy, people do it for different charities and stuff like that. So have you talked to any of these people to get their experiences and what they maybe feel they could have done differently?
No, and that's exactly why I wanted to call, because I have the idea, but I have no idea to turn it into a reality, and I also have no idea into how to turn it into, like, maybe a fundraiser, even if it's just a fundraiser to fund itself, you know.
Great.
I did read a blog of a guy who did this for $3,000 in bike parts and food and whatnot, not including the cost of the bicycle, but just the journey itself.
Well, right. And maybe Steve, you can get sponsors.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was about to say, Luther.
And how do you do that? That's what I was...
Well, I would start by contacting...
I need to hook up with somebody who knows all that stuff.
Steve, I would say to contact organizations that you already like that are maybe liberty-oriented. Contact the Free State Project. Maybe they would sponsor you. Get in touch with some other organizations. Get on Facebook.
Listen to or watch liberty-oriented media and see who's sponsoring them and call them up and say, hey, I have this idea. I'm going to do this. I think it'll be a great way to get your product or service known. You know, it's going to be covered nationally because I'll be riding my bike all over. you know, I think, honestly, you have a shot of getting some serious sponsorship in this.
Yeah, you know, our friends, Steve, our friends from LibertyOnTour.com, Pete and Ademo and Bo was their most recent crew member, drove an RV around the country and were getting sponsors, and they would put little decals on the side of the RV with the name of the sponsor, and they did quite well that way. So maybe you could hook up with them and see how they did it. And I want to say good luck to you, Steve. I really appreciate you letting us know about that. Please call us back and let us know how you do. And good luck.
Okay. One other thing. If anybody wants to give me ideas or whatever, I did actually create an event on Facebook.
And what's it called, so people can search for it one time?
Yeah, it's called Bicycle Ride from Seattle, Washington to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So if you just put Bicycle Ride and Porcupine Freedom Festival into the Facebook search function, it should be the first thing that pops right up.
All right. Thank you so much for the call, Steve, and good luck. Look forward to seeing you at Porkfest. Yep, always a fun time. Let's go straight into another call. Dave in California wants to talk about Occupy Wall Street, and he's listening on KGOB. Dave, are you with us?
Yes, I'm with you, and thank you so much. I love your show.
Thank you. Welcome.
I was concerned with the previous caller. I am very much a supporter of this Occupy movement.
Yeah.
And I wanted to share with you a couple of thoughts that maybe you and your listeners will be able to think out with me. But we now live in a country where it's estimated that 99% and versus the 1%, that's what we're up against. And
that's what they say,
How does it end up? Well, I mean, it's less than 1% that are the multimillionaire, billionaire type, and that are the greedy special interests. And most of us are working people in varying levels, and some quite poor, minimum wage and Social Security type.
Well, so, Dave, hold that thought for a moment. I want to explore this a little bit further. Hang on the line with us, if you would.
Yeah, I would just like to say that I'm not rich, but I am greedy. I'm selfish. And we can get into that on why I think it's a good thing.
Absolutely. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Call us with your thoughts. We'll be right back.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Thank you for joining us this evening. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Julia.
And I'm Luther.
Yeah, we're excited to be here doing a show with you all. And, of course, Free Talk Live is an open phone show where you can call and bring up whatever's on your mind. We've had a lot of participation tonight, and that's been great. And if you would like to join the discussion, 855-450-3733 is the SACL CAI toll-free number that you can call in order to talk to us this evening. And are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com are family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. Some prices are so low that they can't be mentioned on the air. Get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. All right. Lady and gentlemen, let's jump right back into the calls. Julia, did you have something to say? You look like you were...
No. Okay. I would like the gentleman to come back. I have something to say with him.
Yes, and of course, we thank you for the reminder. We were talking with Dave in California before the last break, talking about Occupy Wall Street, and he is a supporter. Is that right, Dave?
That is correct. I very much am, and I am also sure that Luther is being honest with us, the listeners, when he says that he is himself a non-millionaire, but still greedy and selfish. And so I think that's going to be spoke to, because I don't know what percentage of us that applies to. But for me, if I find people that are willing to work and do work, work hard and can't afford health insurance, that shows that they're going to be able to have adequate money for food during a month. People that don't have a stable living, because, and despite their willingness to work and work hard, and some of them are even educated quite well, then that troubles me. I am not what I would describe as a selfish, greedy non-millionaire. I'm one who looks with these people, and it troubles me. I want to see if we could do something.
That sounds like a fulfillment of your own personal values, which is in itself selfish.
I guess you could make the argument that there's
right.
no truly
and that's what
selfless
I mean by,
act,
like,
right?
I'm sorry, what's the caller's name again?
It's Dave.
Dave. When I say I'm selfish, like, there are people that I care about, and their happiness is very important to me, and I'm selfish in that respect. And, like, lately I've had to just focus on myself, and I'm working a lot, you know, and actually I've been kind of depressed about it, because I can't help people out, and, like, I don't have time for other people all the time.
Well, I have one thought I'd very much like to share and get you your thoughts on it. And that is, if we have anything close to this 99% and 1%, if we have a Congress that is made up roughly where the 1% have been able to come up with enough Congress members to be able to outvote and outgun the Congress members that supposedly represent the 99%, I have to ask the question, how can that happen in a democracy? How do people...
democracy is kind of a good question. Yeah.
hear this, because I think it's a logical point. How do you come up with a 1% of greedy people able to collect, put in place the majority of the Congress that we are up against, the Senate, that they will vote against the working people, that they can't have jobs, they can't have adequate health care.
Dave, I think Julia has some comments on that.
I just wanted to touch on, because you keep saying the 1%, which it's my understanding that the 1% is the 1% of the wealthiest. It's basically the wealthiest.
It's kind of a meme and a generalization. It's, you know, the people who are in bed with government and buying off the government, right?
Okay, so it's only the people who are buying off the government? Because
I don't know.
What bothers me about this is it seems like all people who are wealthy are sort of lumped in with these, you know, with these criminals, essentially.
The ones who are the bootlickers for the government, right?
Right. I mean, there are certainly, there's a lot of corruption in at higher corporate levels, and I do not in any way support the bailouts that were given to Wall Street. But it seems when people talk about the 1%, they're sort of lumping all wealthy people in together, and it's almost like they're mad at them or jealous maybe of them for being wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see that on that, if I might. That I know there are some people that are very successful who are also decent people who are not just really exploited. There are others, however, that are very exploited that make $8-10 billion a year and say, we can't afford to pay our employees more than minimum wage. We can't afford to
Dave, if I could interject here, you know, I hear a lot of concern for everyday people in your words and stuff, and I completely am on board with that. Like, I really agree, and I think that it's important for businesses to treat their employees ethically and stuff like that. Would you say, though, that a lot of these big corporations are enabled by the government, by all of the licensing and restrictions that apply to smaller businesses that they can kind of skirt around because they have enough lawyers and because of patents and copyrights and because of the whole corporate personhood thing, that they really, the big companies are enabled by the government to act in this manner?
If you allow me, I think it's a combination of things. I do believe that the very, very wealthy and greedy are in a position to pay off, to buy whatever Congress members they choose and give them an incentive to vote their way to get us into wars that are just there for profit. Iraq and Iran, they never did anything to us, neither did Tripoli.
We are
in so many ways seeing our own Congress members with their hands out to the worst of these big special interests saying, give me the money and I'll vote any way you want me to vote, and they're voting against the people. So the only way they can do that and get away with it and hope to get reelected is they're cheating. They are rigging elections. These electronic voting machines have to go.
Dave, I think Luther has something to
say. Yeah, the electronic voting machines are a joke. But I think if you take out the mechanism that gives the government power to give favors to their to their corporate buddies, you know, then you wouldn't have this crony corporatism economy. And if you let the market just be free and let people decide for themselves what goods or services they want to buy, and you know, and let that be the regulator on the market, I think you're going to solve a lot of these problems.
Well, I think I agree in part. And that is to say, if you and I both open the factory, we're going to make can openers. And one of us, let's say it's you, decides you're going to pay your employees a decent wage, you're going to give them health insurance, you're going to treat them right. And I say, not me. I'm going to treat my employees every way I can and give them minimum wage and fire them if they don't play my game.
Well,
and
you know what's going to happen is I'm going to
you're
going to
have all the employees.
And I'm going to say, hey, come work for me. You know, I want the best employees. I'll pay you better. I'll give you health benefits, you know. And what's going to happen is you're not going to have anybody working for you, or you're going to have a hard time finding workers.
If I don't put you out of business first.
It's hard to put him out of business
prices,
with no employees.
simply keeping your overhead low isn't the only factor in being successful. Like, if I'm paying people more, then chances are I'm getting the better workers and the more skilled employees, and so I'll be putting out a better product, presumably, than your can openers. So, like, might not want to buy your can opener, and then you'll go
also,
out of business.
Also, you could gain a reputation as being a horrible person to work for,
yes.
And people would want to support Luther's can openers.
Sure.
Yeah, for instance, you know, if anyone's familiar with Google, it's one of the companies that has a great reputation for being a really fun place to work because they provide their employees with lots of things, food, a gym at work, and all kinds of,
yeah.
They have 20% of their time, one day a week at least,
and they
spend working on their personal project at work, and they're paid to do that.
Wow.
And so it attracts the best employees because they want to work there.
Innovation.
Yes.
Well, I got to tell you, I've quit plenty of crummy jobs, and other people will do the same.
Presently, we're seeing some dreadful examples. Incidentally, our economy is such that a lot of people graduating from college are competing for very low-wage jobs with no benefits. So,
yeah. Well,
we see a Walmart right now that's paying minimum, overworking their employees, and no health
Walmart's
benefits.
I believe Walmart's average starting wage is $10 an hour.
Which
it's
is
higher
above,
than most people think.
Yeah, yeah. Which is above the minimum wage.
Walmart kind of takes the brunt of all of this for some reason, and people mm-hmm. really
yeah.
have Walmart
well,
hatred.
They're a huge company. They have put other competitors out of business, and they've used the regulations and restrictions that governments put in place to do so.
Yeah, well, I don't agree, Dave, with some of the things that Walmart does. For instance, using eminent domain to get some land to build their stores on. I really disagree with that. And but at the same time, you can't deny that they've enriched many people's lives because they provide products really cheaply. I mean,
I shop at Walmart all the time. It helps me out a lot. I don't make a lot of money.
Yeah,
If I run an honest business next door to them, I've got big problems because of that. People will go there because of the low prices. But right now, if you work for Walmart, you qualify for.
Well,
the food stamps.
Well, real quick, Dave. If you opened the business right next to Walmart and people were going to Walmart anyway, that's their choice to make. That's not your choice to make.
No, but it does tell me something. I am concerned as an Occupy member that greedy, exploitative special interests have been taken advantage of and ripping off poor people, working people in a big way, and I am going to stand there as long as I can, regardless of the weather.
Dave, Dave, thank you so much for the call and for your thoughts tonight. We appreciate hearing from you. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up. We're going to talk more about greedy capitalists. 855-450-FREE.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holster. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.